Back. We've got story time with Lori Kripiers, the media manager at the elementary school. She's going to be doing story time with the kids. That'll be good. And we've got the Girl Scouts heading up our face painting, as they did last year. They did a great job, and kids really enjoyed that. And, of course, we have an arts and crafts station going on. This is going to be, again, led this year by the Stevens County 4-H. They've got some wonderful holiday. We got Easter coming up. They got some great holiday crafts that they're going to be doing. And there'll be some other non-holiday crafts that'll be around for people to do as well. As well, what else we got? Grilled concessions. We've got, thank you, pork producers. We got the pork chops on a stick. Popular, always popular with us.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is a thing. Minnesota, you got to get to the Minnesota State Fair, Murph. Everything's on a stick. Josh Fisher doing the grilling for us. Thank you, Josh. Also, there'll be some hot dogs and other great concessions for people. And, of course, the silent auction. We have lots and dozens of different items from your favorite local businesses, some great baskets, and a lot of great venues from around the state, especially a lot of cultural ones, since we tapped into that with our connections, and a lot of great tickets to things, as well as some, you know, there'll be some Minnesota Twins tickets available as well, as, and some of the cultural ones I'm talking about, like Minnesota Opera gave us a couple tickets this year. We've got the Minnesota Zoo, the Landscape Arboretum, Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. It's kind of like all over the place. The Fargo-Moorhead Symphony.
Wow. That's really great. I mean, yeah, it is really all-encompassing, just everything art-related.
It is. Yeah, we don't really, I think in the early days of our existence, we were the Morris Area Music Boosters, but we shortly expanded it out to the arts in general, so we kind of cover the gamut of the arts there for the school.
Well, that is really neat. A family fun event to celebrate the arts and raise funds to provide arts enrichment opportunities for all students in the Morris School District. You can find more information at morrisareaartsboosters.org, and you have a Facebook page as well, I'm told.
We do, yeah, and you can get some auction updates there, because things are still rolling in.
Okay.
So people are still giving. And yeah, you can certainly connect on Facebook and see what we got, other things that we got going on there.
Okay, yeah, that's fun. That's the Morris. It's going to be at the Morris Area Elementary School at 151 South Columbia Ave. That's Saturday, April 12th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Now there is free admission, but yeah, it is a fundraiser. So you know, when you want to buy carnival games and tickets to that and stuff like that, that's how you can help out the 18th Annual Arts Festival and Carnival being brought to you by the Morris Area Arts Boosters. Anything else you'd like to add?
That is about it. Yeah, I don't know. We'd love to see everybody on Saturday. Be fun for everybody, and it's always a good time.
All right, sounds good. That does sound like a whole lot of fun, especially the face painting with the Girl Scouts and the creative cakewalk. I think those are really cool additions that you have, even though you've had them in the past. But still, it sounds like a really great event. Again, this Saturday, 11 to 1:30 at the Morris Area Elementary School. Marshall Hoffman, thank you for your time coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.